time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined today by Julie Arabia, Director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, and Chad Lorenz, who wears many hats, so I'll just call him a multi-hatter. And Chad is with us as well, as we have Millapalooza, the third annual Millapalooza. They're in Beloit coming up on September the 11th. And Julia, we are going to try to order up some great weather for that day and maybe get back to more of what we did the first time with Millapalooza, because, of course, last year was crazy with COVID, and still it's out there and hovering above our heads, but we're going to still have a good time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so we're going to kick it off at 7 in the morning, and Chad Lorenz with SNS is here to give us some details.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the downhill mile that we started off 2 years ago. So this event starts off at Trojan Stadium. We're going to run down Mill Street, and we're going to end at SNS Home Health, which is sponsoring the race this year. Today is the last day to guarantee yourself a T-shirt. You can still sign up online. $20 is today, or you can do the day of for $25. We will have some T-shirts just while supplies last that day. Yeah. What else do we got going on there? We're going to have medals. Yes, that's right. I almost forgot. We do have age group awards for second, third. They are some really cool medals. So sign up right now. I think you're guaranteed a medal.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we get enough people to hand them all out.
That's right. And it's run sign up. And you can find that link on the Millapalooza Facebook page. Yes, this event has just been a great kickoff. The very first year, we started with a bike race. Chad kicked that off for us. And that was an experience. I actually participated.
Julia loved it. She had a blast.
It was brutal. We rearranged a little and thought, oh, everyone can do a mile, right? Especially downhill.
Absolutely.
You can even roll down.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, you can.
Roll on down.
Roll on down. So, yeah, it's a very family-friendly run. We will be timing it if you're looking for a PR. But if you're just looking for a good time, bring your kids, bring your dogs, bring family members and friends, and meet us at Trojan Stadium. 6:45 would probably be a good time to show up, so we can get started at 7, because after that is the car show. So car show registration starts at 8:30. So we don't want to have anything earlier due to the run and due to our participants. So 8:30 a.m. you'll meet on 2nd Street, Hersey and 2nd Street, and then we'll get you placed along Mill Street for the car show. That goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Awards are at 3:16 p.m. Jessalee Kelly, she's our host for that, and she loves fun fun little details like that. So we're also having a chainsaw artist this year. Just got that official, and she'll be coming. I think she's from Nebraska. And so that'll be a cool thing to see on 2nd Street. She's going to be in that parking lot there along Mill. And we also have Kids Zone. So we have bounce houses, paint a truck. The City of Beloit's actually donating a truck for us to paint. And I said it might look better once we're done with it. So that's going to be a blast. And a lot of vendors. We're going to have a market along Main Street. So we have a lot of great vendors coming out to sell jewelry and Cincy and, of course, food. You got to have food. So we got kettle corn. We've got shaved ice. We've got Pet Connections doing our tacos, and we have a lot of great different vendors. We also have a cornhole tournament happening in Garrity State Bank. That'll be in the afternoon, and all of these things you can sign up for on the day of September 11th. So you don't have to pre-register. You're more than welcome to just get your name on the list. But you're welcome to come on down in downtown Beloit and get signed up that day. We also have a street dance at night with King Midas and the Mufflers. That's going to start at 7 p.m. in front of Kettle. There'll be a beer garden there. And we just welcome you guys to come on down. I know there's a lot of things happening, and I'm going to miss a couple things. But most of all, we just want you to know that Millapalooza is back, and we're ready to have a good time.
And we're happy to be a sponsor of the event as well. And it is September 11th. So let's make clear, it's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, September the 11th. So you show up, you're automatically going to win a medal, I guess, this Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Well, nobody to give you the medal this Saturday. But next Saturday is when you really should be there. So that you can roll on down Mill, Hersey, whatever street you want to do. That'll be fine to warm up as a dress rehearsal for the actual runs coming up on September the 11th. You know, you said, what was it, dog or something? Bring your dogs.
Yeah,
how about your hamsters? You put them in that little ball and just let them roll downhill. I remember that. That was so cool to watch in school. There was like a pet hamster or something.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. And that poor hamster was just rolling in the ball. And then when it went down like the one level to another level of the school, it was pretty funny. Just, there goes Bert the hamster.
I would be afraid that little guy would pick up so much speed going down the street.
Come right into Chautauqua Park and into the river or something. Yeah.
We could have river races.
Yeah, they got river races with the hamsters. That'd be great. Yeah.
I do have a couple important things that I, of course, I knew I would miss something. 11 o'clock on Saturday, September 11th, the Historical Society has partnered with the Denver Police Museum, and we have a 1930s police car that'll be in the car show. We also have 12 attendants from Denver coming with the Denver Police Museum to honor a late officer, Officer Spellman, who was in the early 1900s, was a police officer in Denver, but he is buried here in Beloit, and his family connections are in Beloit. So there's going to be a ceremony at the cemetery at 9 in the morning, and then at 11 they're going to do a presentation from the car show stage downtown. So if you're interested in history and just honoring fallen police officers, we really think this is going to be a great event to couple together with Milipalooza Car Show. So that's at 11. Also, there's an event that we've had every year, which we're so happy to have it back, is the Art and Wine Walk. And that is going to showcase our local artists and our showcase our local businesses. So all along Mill Street, we have some businesses that have opened their doors. Very special for this event, and the art is displayed. And then there's wine, too. So, but even if you're not a wine drinker and you just want to enjoy the art, you're more than welcome to come down. There'll actually be live music on a stage before King Midas. We have the Benedicts playing. We have a couple more acts. We also have Talking Tombstones performing downtown around 4:45. So that's all during the wine walk, which starts at 5 p.m. And if you want to register that day, you can go to Down Under and register, or at Gray's Drug and Pharmacy, we'll have registration available there. So if you're going to do wine sampling, you do need to register. If you want to just peruse the art, then you're more than welcome to just come on downtown.
Of course, one of the big things on September 11th, too, as you mentioned already, is the car show, which I think is just flat out awesome, because you just go down here and check out all these cars and how much money's been put into some of these cars that have been restored. And they bring these cars out a few times a year, and sometimes they go to various car shows. And that's kind of been one of those things that's gone by the wayside because of COVID in certain situations here. And so I know all the owners of these vehicles are chomping at the bit to show off their cars.
Absolutely, yeah.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I know my kids love it. They're just like,
it is awesome.
Whoa.
And it's amazing some of our neighbors that have these beautiful cars hidden away in the garage, and they dust them off and they bring them out. And we have some great awards for them. Entry only raffles that Beloit Auto Truck Plaza has put together, some great like gas cards, some great tools, some great all kinds of cool stuff that only entries are in that raffle, which is a really cool way to spend the day, is winning free stuff all day long. And there's 10 category trophies as well as 3 overall trophies for people who bring down their vehicles. So yes, we really encourage you, especially if you're local, to support this car show. We want to see it come back over and over. We already have signups from far away, from Hayes, from Hutchinson. We have some cars from the north side of us. And so it's pretty exciting to see people from out of town coming. And we also encourage our local people to come on out and show off their ride. So,
yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll roll out my truck. No, I'm just
kidding. I have a minivan.
So there we go.
All
cool.
Right.
Yes. I'll follow. I'll be right next to Julia there with a minivan truck. That'll be great. Yeah, here's a 2010. All right. Sweet. Look at that bad boy. Do they ever wash it? No. The answer is no.
Don't look inside.
That's right. Don't look inside either. Yeah, don't clean it either. All right. Anything else we got to add before we let you go about September 11th for Milipalooza and Beloit?
I just want to think. Yeah, you go ahead.
All right.
Chad has something.
I just want to say, like, all the runners, walkers in the area, come out, support this event. You know, this is something that we've been trying to really promote, getting people active first thing in the morning before we do all the fun activities of just walking around, looking at the car show, the cornhole tournament, poker run, stuff like that. Just come out, tell your friend, even if you can't If you're out of town, tell your friends to come out, support the Downhill Mile. Like I said, we have the age group awards. If you're into getting those medals, top three in each age group, get guaranteed a medal. So, yeah, please come out, support it.
Absolutely. And Chalk Art Challenge, I told you there's more. Mm-hmm. We have done this mural event along Court Street every year, and that is back. The Mitchell County Hospital Medical Foundation. I might have said that wrong. Sorry, Stephanie. But that is our host for that event, and we're super excited because Stephanie Simmons is taking over that event and raising awareness for murals in Mitchell County. So that's a big promotion that we're looking at creating energy around the arts and culture piece of that and promoting artwork, murals, and more in our area. So that you can learn more about that at the Chalk Art Challenge. That is a $25 registration. Day of, you're available to go down. Chalk is provided as supplies last. And the exciting thing about that is it's just a creative outlet. Kids, adults, you can work together as a team. You do need to have at least an 18 or older leader of your team for that event. But that will be right there along Court Street. Registration starts at 9 in the morning on Saturday. But to wrap it up, I just want to say thank you to Beloit. I want to thank you all our businesses that really sponsor. We couldn't do this without them. We have so many sponsors that have supported these different kids events and different activities that are going. The host of each of these events and the businesses that rally around it to open up and to give extra effort. We just thank you so much to be able to have this special day for Beloit to show it off. The city of Beloit really puts it all in and helps us with cleaning up and electricity and road barriers, and the police officers are huge support as well. So it takes a village for sure. Mm-hmm. So we really thank the community for making Millapalooza happen, and we're just excited to see it pulled off on September 11th.
Should be fun. It'll be next Saturday, September the 11th, third annual Millapalooza in Beloit. Thank you to Julia Raby and to Chad Lorenz, and we will order the best weather we can for that day. And once again, make sure that you attend coming up to 10 days from now. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.